This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We're going to get into the Internet Archive and what's going on. They're being sued. And what is the Internet Archive? It's actually much bigger than I even really realize. We can talk about that. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And Chris, you had just barely scratched the surface of this story. What's the source on it? I don't recall.
This is Torrent Freak.
Oh, Torrent Freak. Okay. So Internet Archive, as you described it, it's kind of like an online library. You said you can actually check out books from the Internet Archive.
That is correct.
Have you done this before?
I have not done this.
Because I can't even imagine how you check out a digital book. How does that even work?
I don't know. But basically, my understanding of the system is you can check out the book I think they've been scanned in by other actual libraries.
Does that mean that someone else cannot check the same book out if you have it checked out?
Correct. I'm presuming based on the number of copies they have of the book, like actual copies.
So is that how they're trying to say, oh, we're legal because we're lending the book?
To some degree, that is the explanation, but it's more complicated than that and nuanced. Mm-hmm. So there's actually a part of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that explicitly gives an exception for libraries, I believe, or something to that effect. But the question is, how do you interpret this? And it's that interpretation that is basically going to be fought over. So,
all right, so what's going on? They've been sued. That's all I know.
Yeah, so several major publishers have filed a copyright infringement lawsuit in a New York court targeting the Internet Archives, specifically the Open Library. That's what they call this. According to the complaint, the project is a massive and willful infringement project that amounts to little more than a regular pirate site. Like, just the description of this is just, like, it makes me want to, like, I want to go check this out now. So back in March, the Internet Archive responded to the coronavirus pandemic by offering a new service to help displaced learners. And they basically they scanned in books from three libraries that the archive offered unlimited borrowing of more than a million books so that people could continue learning while in quarantine. While the move
unlimited
was...
Unlimited borrowing.
Yeah, unlimited borrowing. Okay. But
that's awful.
I don't believe that meant... I don't know if that included, like, unlimited, like you're thinking, because I believe my understanding of it is you would borrow the book, and then for however long you need it, like 20 minutes, and then it would go back unless you requested to continue reading or something to that effect. So wasn't like you took it out for 2 weeks. It was borrowing it in segments of 20 minutes or something to that effect.
I don't know. We're all coming into this pretty ignorant, okay? Yeah. So if there's somebody who is an expert on Internet Archive, please call us up. Let us know. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Just to try this, as you were saying that, I went to archive.org. That's their website.
Yep.
I typed in an author's name, Dean Koontz. Okay, I read some of his books when I was a kid.
This is the Open Library that you're actually accessing.
I'm at archive.org.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a special open part of it, but I typed in Dean Koontz and I pulled up a book of his.
Okay.
And it didn't say anything about you got to log in, you have to check this book out. I've got this little player thing and I can flip right, I can flip left, and I can literally flip through the entire 188 pages in this book. I didn't have to log in or do anything. I don't think I've just check this book out. I suspect it's available for anybody else.
I don't think that's what the open library is that you're accessing right now. Sorry. Right. I don't think that's this, which is being sued over. They have had other content on their website for a very long time prior to this. So there are
download options. There's a PDF download.
Yeah, so that's not content that is included in their open library. This is stuff that was literally scanned from books. Now, there's other stuff that's scanned from books probably
on the
Internet Archive. Well, this you're actually borrowing in segments.
In the open library.
Yeah, from the open library in segments of 20 minutes. And part of this has to do with copyright. So, let's see here. Well, the move was welcomed by those in favor of open access to education, publishers, and pro-copyright groups slammed the decision, with some describing it as an attempt to bend copyright law and others declaring the project as mass-scale piracy. So
I like it already.
Mass-scale piracy. Scale. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so the Open Library is not a library. It is an unlicensed aggregator of pirate site. Let's see here. They're claiming it's engaged in willful mass copyright infringement. They're illegally scanning books and uploading them. Now, the part of the defense...
It would be cooler if they were.
Yeah, part of the defense is, on the Internet Archives part, is my understanding is that it's basically not necessarily stuff that... It's stuff that they have some sort of a right to distribute. So it's not like just anything. It's only older content. But they've got 1.3 million books, that said. Let's see here. So, violence to the Copyright Act.
Hold on. So, Open Library is a separate website. That's why I was having trouble. I was looking at archive.org and looking all over, like, where's the Open Library? There's books here, but this isn't, nothing said Open Library. So I went to the page about Internet Archive.
Okay.
And then on the About page, it talks about the quote... Let's see here. Because we're a library, we pay special attention to books. Not everyone has access to a public or academic library with a good collection, so to provide universal access, we need to provide digital versions of books. We began a program to digitize books in 2005, and today we scan 1,000 books per day in 28 locations around the world. Books published prior to 1923 are available for download, and hundreds of thousands of modern books can be borrowed through our Open Library site, which is a different website. That URL is openlibrary.org.
And this isn't the first time something like this has happened. Google had a project to do something similar, and what I understand is they won. So
yeah, Google Books or something.
Yeah,
like that, right?
Yeah. So it sounds like they're doing something similar around something some similar basis. Let's see here. So they're basically claiming it's, you know, truckloads of books are violating copyright that are, you know, they're lending out. It only offers 20th century books for download, stating that is neither accurate nor a defense. So basically, the publishers are saying that just because they're 20th century books doesn't is not a legal defense. And basically, the Internet Archive seems to be, you know, disagreeing with that, and they're citing this very specific exception within the law. But of course, that has to be interpreted then by the courts. Internet Archive's unauthorized copying and distribution of plaintiffs' works include titles that publishers are currently selling commercially and currently providing to libraries in ebook form, making the defendant's business a direct substitute for established markets. So one of the things that, you know, I would point out here is that it doesn't really matter whether or not you're selling it or not, other than if maybe there's a violation of actual copyright law or something to that effect, because you can both sell something that is in the public domain, and somebody else can also sell that same thing, even if you're the one who wrote it, once it enters the public domain. So it's irrelevant whether or not it's, you know, being sold still by, you know, the publisher. If they have an exception in the Internet Archive, then, you know, it's irrelevant. So, yeah, let's see here. So, invented theory, controlled digital lending is an invented theory, is what the publishers are saying.
This is what they're arguing, I
guess. Yeah. So, let's see here.
What's the difference? I mean, if it's legal to have a physical room that you can go into with books, that you can check out a book, and that's what government libraries and private libraries presumably have been doing for hundreds of years or however long it's been, if that's legal, why would it be any different in the internet version of the very same concept?
You would think, and I think that's kind of my suspicion is that the Internet Archive has a strategy here in terms of, because they had to have known that they were going to get sued for doing this, right? So my suspicion is that they're preparing a strategy to solve a problem that, you know, they see, and that problem is that there is no such thing as an internet library effectively because of copyright. and the way copyright law is written in, you know, blatantly in favor of copyright holders. So it's not, you know, it was intended for the public good, but that's not what we have today.
855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. If you want to share your thoughts on the Internet Archive, they're under attack in the courts. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you're invited to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, you got Ian. Nobody's falling asleep over there.
And Chris.
He was so energetic.
I know.
Up to this point. So we were talking about the Internet Archive, and I want to get back into that here in just a moment. But I also want to make sure you know about AnyPay, because they can help you, if you're a business owner, accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin SV, and they make it super easy. How do you do it? You go download the AnyPay Cash Register app at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPay, I-N-C. I'm sure there are links to it there. I should say you could just go to the Google or Apple app stores and just download it that way. AnyPay Cash Register app. That's what you want to look for. It's super easy to set up. You just pop your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the back end of it, and then you're ready to accept crypto from your customers at your business. Whether you've got a brick and mortar store or whether you're a service provider and you come to your customers' homes or wherever businesses and you want to collect from customers, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and a couple others, you can go to get the Cash Register app, AnyPay Cash Register, from the Google or Apple app stores. It's a great little app. We use it all the time here in New Hampshire. I'm out every single day buying stuff with crypto. Yeah, it's almost every day for me. I think there may be a day here or a day there every now and then where I don't use crypto, but it's almost every single day, and it's because of AnyPay. They make it possible, and they make it easy. It's the AnyPay Cash Register app. All right, so, Chris, you're telling us about this this suit by publishers, so presumably, you know, your book companies, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
They're mad at the Internet Archive, at archive.org, and their other website, which allows you to actually check books out, which is called openlibrary, I believe, .org, if I recall correctly.
It's open library. I don't know if it's .org, but
yeah,
presumably.
I'm back here now. It's .org.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only thing that really makes sense for. I mean, the Internet Archive is huge. They're going to be using the .org.
So I went and I looked at, you know, what does it take to actually check a book out?
Sure.
Because we were wondering about that. None of us have done this before.
Right.
So it turns out I already had an Internet Archive account for whatever reason somewhere. So I logged into that, and I clicked. I wanted to just get an author that came to mind, right? Michael Crichton, he's a huge best-selling author. I think he passed away a decade ago or something like that. But the author of Jurassic Park, in this case, The Lost World, the sequel to that. I pulled that up. And there's different versions of it. So it looks like different scans of physical copies of The Lost World. So they have more than one that people can lend out. And so I said I wanted to borrow that book. And now it says your loan of this book has 13 days left. I can then either return the book or purchase it. And then what it does is it shows me a display. The rest of the screen is just the book's cover, the graphic for that. And then there's little flip right arrows, or flip right, flip left arrows. You can flip through the pages in the book just as though you were reading the actual physical copy of the book. Now, below that, there's information about the publication date of the book. Sort of the topics, dinosaurs, cloning. There's details like the external identifying numbers for the books and things like that. So a little bit of text kind of information. Then there is a download option. Encrypted Adobe PDF. So the other
DRM.
Book I was
that
looking
does sound
at,
like it's DRM.
Yeah, so maybe it expires on a certain day or something like that.
Yeah, and they'll forcefully remove it from your system, the software.
Or it just won't open it anymore or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So there you go. Now you know a little bit more about what the process is. They're using DRM. They're using encryption.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Yeah. But certainly it still doesn't change. It just doesn't change, you know, that this is...
They're still being sued.
Yeah, they're still being sued, right. And that's not necessarily correct just because of something else that they're doing is wrong. At the heart of the Internet Archive's reasoning that its library is both legitimate and legal is that it offers content via a controlled digital learning with titles only loaned for a limited period and on a controlled volume basis. However, opponents claim that scanning and lending cannot be used as a cover for copyright infringement and distribution. It's a position held by the plaintiffs in this lawsuit. And
I think that they are probably right as far as what has been interpreted by courts in the past on similar cases. However, the thing that is interesting about this case is because it is a library, there is some exceptions within the DMCA, and I believe there, hopefully it gets to that in the story here if I can get to it before we run out of time here, but claiming that the Internet Archive is hiding behind an invented theory simply labeled controlled digital lending, the publishers maintain there is nothing in copyright law that allows anyone to systematically copy and distribute digital book files simply because they claim to own a original physical copy. So the Internet Archive is saying, okay, we have a physical copy.
They got a physical copy
that we bought.
Michael Crichton's book, or maybe it was donated to him.
Yeah, actually, I believe they're all donated, from what I understand. And we're gonna allow people to borrow this, you know, digitally, but borrow this just like any other place that you would be able to rent a book online.
Yeah.
Because they're using the same technology. It looks like Adobe DRM is the same technology that the publishers themselves are using when they sell a book or they rent a book.
They have three different types, by the way. The download options, they have a Adobe EPUB that's encrypted. They have an encrypted Adobe PDF, which is higher quality page images, and then a DAISY, whatever that is, for what they say is print disabled users.
Yeah, it's you know, this is an interesting situation because it's not that different than what happened with VHS tapes in the 1980s, and the Supreme Court ruling, I believe it was, that basically decided that because they bought what happened was back in the 80s was that there were these stores that opened up rental VHS rental stores at the time. And they started renting out. They'd buy the videos, the VHS tapes, and then they'd rent them out to people. Well, that didn't make the entertainment industry very happy, so they sued. And it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said that basically, yeah, you can do this. You have the right to do this because you purchased it. You have every right to then basically lend it out. And it sounds like a very similar case.
Yeah, it does
case
sound very similar. I mean, with these precedents, you'd think they wouldn't have even bothered, but they're bothering.
Well, and here's the thing. This hasn't been a strong argument in other cases as far as these judges in this copyright courts or whatever. So unless it goes to the Supreme Court, and it also hasn't won, I believe, the Supreme Court over in other similar cases. So It is interesting.
So it's up in the air.
Yeah, Arrow kind of did something similar with
Arrow?
Broadcast. Yeah, Arrow was a company that did broadcast television or rebroadcast television.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It wasn't Arrow. It was something like
Am I not pronouncing it correct? It's something like...
It's out of my head too. But they lost their ass later.
They did. And
what they were doing was they had a little antenna, an array of tiny little HD video antennas that they had in like a city center in an area where the reception of the TV stations was good, and they used that antenna as the claim that, oh, well, this is our customer's antenna. Each antenna was for one customer, and then they would broadcast the video online as a stream to that customer.
Yeah.
And they lost.
They did, even though there was a pretty good argument there.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
But the justices just decided, we're going to throw out whatever the law says. And
throw out your business.
Yeah, throw out your business, because we don't like this exception. We don't like this technicality that you're using.
Yeah, the toll-free number tonight here, if you want to jump in and talk about media and your access to it, and rights, 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of marches over the death of George Floyd and inequality, Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on MSNBC about things that minority populations need to be better protected against the coronavirus.
There's a much higher rate that give you a greater risk for serious disease among minority, particularly the African-American population. That's diabetes, that's blood pressure increases, hypertension, obesity. So what we need to do as a society immediately is to make sure that the resources to give them the best possible chance with identification, isolation, and contact tracing to prevent the spread within those populations.
Dr. Fauci also shared his concerns regarding the protesters not practicing, about the protesters not practicing proper social distancing or wearing masks. This is USA Radio News. As the pandemic continues, the May jobs report was better than expected, and USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Over 2.5 million jobs were re-added to the economy last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 13.3%, when many analysts expected it might have risen further to about 20%. President Trump saying at the White House,
"We had the greatest economy in the history of the world, and that strength let us get through this horrible pandemic."
The man Trump's expected to face in November, Democrat Joe Biden, says he's encouraged by the numbers, but adds,
"I was disturbed, however, to see the president crowing when there's so much more work to be done."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tropical depression Cristobal is continuing to gather strength and has its sights set for a direct hit on the Gulf states of America this weekend. The storm has sustained winds of over 50 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm watch for parts of the Yucatan Peninsula, including Cozumel and Cancun. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to FrontSight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Our number, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts. We've been discussing the Internet Archive. They are under attack by major publishers who are saying, "We don't want you to be able to loan out our books," even though libraries have been doing loaning of books for decades.
Yeah, they're doing nothing.
They probably shut down the libraries if they could.
They're doing nothing different than every other library in America does.
Except they're not the government.
Yep.
Right? And the libraries are. So we go back to your calls and thoughts here. Also, I do want to make sure that you know about ForkFest. It's coming up fast. We are 3 weeks away, basically.
Really?
At this point, it is the 5th right now of June in,
I got to get on top of that.
Actually, we're less than 3 weeks because some people are going to start celebrating ForkFest on the 22nd of this month, which is coming up pretty fast. And then others are going to start celebrating ForkFest on the 29th. Basically, there's going to be people for 2 weeks at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a perfect opportunity to celebrate Independence Day and what remains of it. with other freedom-loving people here in the Shire.
The gays still there. It's just the independence has gone.
Exactly. Forkfest.party is where you can go to learn more about the event, and you'll be able to connect with other Forkfesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the Forkfest forum. Everything's unofficial when it comes to Forkfest, including the dates. Some people say it's between the 29th and the July 5th. Other people say it starts on the 22nd, goes through the 5th. It's up to you to decide. The Porcupine Freedom Festival will be happening from the 22nd through the 28th. So if you want to go during the same time as the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you now can. So it's the first year where you can go to both festivals in the same week, which is kind of cool. But then the only Forkfest week is from the 29th of this month through July 5th. So that's it's going to be a good time.
It's not really the only Forkfest week, because the other week is a Forkfest week, too.
But what I mean is it's the only thing happening on the campground during that week. So the Porcupine Freedom Festival ends on the 28th. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah. Although we're not excluding people from the campground like they used.
Well, we can't.
We can't. There's no organizers right. of Porkfest, except for each individual who shows up. If you want to organize something on your own campsite, then do that. So, like, the guys from Anypay are going to have the dome.
Absolutely.
They're going to build that dome, and it's going to be a party dome, and it's going to be a lot of fun. They're throwing a space disco on, I believe, the first Friday, so the first weekend during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the very end of that, and Forkfest. That's going to be fun.
The Kublai Khan in Xanadu. Had built a pleasure dome.
Indeed. So Forkfest.party. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We got David. He's on the line in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hello, David.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, now that, you know, I get the Porkfest, the Porcupine Mountains.
No.
Makes a lot of sense now.
Is that something in Michigan, the Porcupine Mountains? I've never heard of those.
Well, I thought you're Forkfest, right?
No. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is called, the short name for that is Porkfest, like porcupine. And then there's Forkfest, like F-O-R-K, as in Forkfest, as in as it forked off from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
So it's great for technical people, but non-technical people, it's hard to catch.
Well, it's also hard to tell the difference when you're on the air, which is why I always say Porcupine Freedom Festival instead of trying to say Porkfest.
Of course, then I confuse people by saying the Forkufine Freedom Festival to describe Forkfest.
So, David, what were you calling about tonight?
Oh, just an update from Michigan with our illustrious Madam Governor.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. By the way, she's a Democrat, if anybody doesn't know out there. Why?
I'm not sure why that makes much of a difference, because we have a Republican governor here in New Hampshire who's even worse.
Yeah, the one in the Sim.
He's a Democrat, but he doesn't probably know it, you know?
Well, whatever you say, man. There's plenty of big government Republicans out there. I don't know if you've noticed.
All the Republicans
government. You're right.
How many gun laws did they repeal when they got the chance? How many taxes
They say one thing and they do another, both sides.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the answer to nobody's question is none of them. When the Republicans were in charge in the federal government during the Bush administration, when they had the Congress and the presidency? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, also the beginning of the Trump administration. Yeah. Didn't they have Senate, House, and
they did,
presidency?
I thought they did. Well, anyway, they didn't do anything to reduce the government.
And you know, that Second Amendment has been under fire since it was originally written in and ratified. But the whole thing is that look at the damage that these rioters are doing, and they're armed to the teeth. Here's another question. Maybe you guys can insight.
The rioters are armed?
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Foreign interference and foreign wherever they come from, well, they supply arms to the Antifa. I think of the American public that doesn't know who is Antifa. What's going on? Who are these people? What is the enemy? How do we combat it?
See, the thing is with Antifa, the only times I've been aware of them using weapons, it's been like a brick or a bike lock. I mean, weapon. They're not out fire there shooting people, are they?
Fire is a weapon. A brick is a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can be, but it's, but again, it's not, I mean, they're not, having a rock isn't really being armed to the teeth.
It's not quite the same thing, yeah. One's probably going to kill you, the other one, better chance it won't.
Well, I tend to disagree because I think down deep they really are. They're just starting to see how many conscripts they can have to join them and get some money. But I believe the United States Attorney General Barr is going to have to go to Trump and say, look, we talked about this earlier in the week. How far does the United States military go within the borders of the United States?
They're not supposed to do anything except train in the borders of the United States. I'm not sure what you're asking.
Yeah, pacis comitatus is generally the doctrine that the military should not be used to enforce laws. And it's still
around.
Well,
that is a law itself, if I'm not mistaken.
Insurrection Act. I'm not sure exactly. I've never read it, of course, but
I'm sure Trump hasn't either.
It makes some sense on the surface.
You're talking about the act that Trump has cited saying that he will use the Insurrection Act as his reason to bring military troops into the streets. Are you saying you support that?
He did it in Washington, D.C., and evidently...
D.C. is not a state.
I understand. It's the District of Columbia.
It is the federal territory. It's a federal district.
Okay, so...
You didn't answer my question, though. Are you saying you support the military being brought into the streets of Michigan?
Absolutely to restore law and order. Absolutely to restore law and order.
Well, wouldn't it be better if you really want to restore law and order to take the lawless criminal police who are out there murdering people in cold blood and either throw them in prison or put them up against the wall?
Well, if that is a case with an individual but the other, 97% are patriots. They're not cops by choice to beat people up and kill people.
Well, you are
living
in
the
patriots. Patriots are people who fight against the government, not people who kill you for the government.
Yep. Yeah, David, I'm sorry. Thank you for the call tonight. You are living in a fantasy land. If you think that the government police is 97% full of good guys, sorry.
Yeah, no way.
If there were good guys out there, they would be going and arresting the bad cops because there's plenty of them, and that doesn't happen. More coming up.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialist who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here in these remaining moments. We got enough time for you if you want to jump in now. Our number?
I'll jump in now. I've been Thank reading you. About the Insurrection Act. It needs to be repealed.
I'm sure it does. They're probably not going to be doing that, though, anytime soon. Nope. Although there's a proposed act by Justin Amash that will end qualified immunity. So I saw some headlines about that.
Yeah.
Whether that'll have a chance of passing is a whole other question.
Probably not. But
I'm not going to get my hopes up about it, but it'd be nice.
It's still nice to bring that sort of thing forward.
Sure.
Because it makes
get them on the record.
The tyrants expose themselves.
Right, right. Have a vote.
I mean, not the way Joe Biden would.
Right. put it up to
keep it in your pants.
Yeah, you know, one of those votes where they what do they call it? Where they are on the record, not the voice vote, but there's like
roll call.
Yes, mm-hmm. They need a roll call on this particular issue. Which of these scum in D.C. want to keep qualified immunity? Which, for listeners that don't know, that's basically the reason you can't sue a cop directly.
Yeah, they can do pretty much anything to you.
It's
and
not.
You're just it's out not
even.
Of luck.
It's not even restricted to cops.
Yeah,
though.
It's all bureaucrats.
Yeah, yeah. The government is. You can't easily sue the government. There's a very few exceptions in there with constitutional stuff, but you know, unless you're, you know,
they're protected.
Yeah,
it's basically the legal principle that only people who work for the government matter.
So.
Yep.
By the way, I do want you to know about Free Talk Live and opportunities to promote the thing that you do here. We obviously have advertising that we sell, and the whole COVID-19 thing has really turned the world upside down. It's, of course, more what the governments did to people. But regardless, people's lives have changed in a significant way. And the fact is, you still need to get your message out there, especially now. Get your message out there. Make it clear what it is you're offering, the benefits that you can provide. Our listeners and our audience aren't the kind that stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are as fully engaged and more active than ever. In fact, our listenership's gone up, you know, as you might expect in recent months. So if you're interested,
it's sad that it mostly changed my life by I leave the house more now because I have to go to the protest.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot more now as well. We got one coming up tonight. We'll be once again down at Central Square here for, what is it, week 12 now? I'm losing track. There have been so many. It's like 3 months now of Friday night nightcaps.
I find it so. Was it the Ides of March when it started?
I don't know what date that is.
It's so March 15th. It's so bizarre how these types of things like affect businesses, where we have some businesses that just, you know, they just so much better, and then other businesses like, nope, they go down another way.
If you want to advertise your business here on Free Talk Live, there are special ad packages available, and you can email our sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com, and he can help you with that. Let's go to Larry. He's in Florida listening to WVFT, which I didn't know we were on tonight. So welcome, Larry. You're on Free Talk Live.
I know, sir. I enjoy your program very much.
Where are you calling from?
Ocala, Florida.
Oh, okay. That's not VFT. That's a different station, but I think it's WOCA. And even them, I don't think we're supposed to be on, but we're on anyway, which is nice. Nice to know.
96.3.
All right, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, talking about the digital books and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it should be okay to roll them out and stuff, but remember a long time ago they had bootlegging CDs and the videos. If you bootleg those, you go to prison for 5 years.
I don't know if anybody actually went to prison for 5 years for that. Does anybody know of any cases like that?
Yeah, so that there is time that you can spend in prison under certain circumstances, but they're talking about criminal scale copyright infringement. So if you're selling CDs,
you mean like the dude on the street with a table full of obviously bootleg DVDs?
Potentially the guy who sets up the manufacturing facility where they're produced.
If you're doing more than I think like $10,000 worth of copyright infringement, which isn't that hard to get to, you can get to that at an individual level if you're copying like certain very expensive pieces of software for yourself. But then you can see actual jail time for it,
Yeah, because my friend owned a video store. He was copying the videos and selling them.
Oh, that'll do it. So did they put him away? How long do you go to prison?
I don't know how long he went, but they was looking for him.
Damn. Wasn't that good of a friend then, huh?
Yeah, no more.
Okay. So was that why you were calling tonight?
Yeah, it's okay to run the books, but it's not all right to copy them, I don't think. Yeah.
Well, I don't believe in copyright, so I think it's totally fine for people to do whatever they want with so-called intellectual property.
And you practice what you preach.
It's true. Yeah. If you want to take Free Talk Live's archives and sell them, I don't really care. You know, if you can make money on our show, great.
Yeah, it's.
If you want to take any code I've ever written and sell it, I have no objection.
Yeah, I practice what I preach, too, and we distribute the source code for the software that my company writes and enable people to use it.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. I don't think there was much else. We pretty much covered the Internet Archive piece, right?
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing was that they're, you know, if they lose, you're talking about tens of millions of dollars from this tragedy alone, and we're really talking about billions of dollars because other publishers will follow suit.
What we really
you're putting them out of business.
Yeah, they will definitely be out of business. I mean, they're not for-profit business, but they're non-profit, but
they're going under.
I don't know what'll happen with a non-profit. I mean, they'll declare bankruptcy and then come back. I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's something I'm very curious about.
Well, hopefully, what will come out of this is a way to run distributed websites so that no website can ever be taken down again.
I mean, that already
people want it out.
That already exists. The problem is actually getting it into the hands of users and
how does it exist?
Worthwhile. So I mean, the problem is you need to have the right software installed on your computer or a browser, basically. And so there's like torrent-based browsers, effectively. So like the users themselves are doing the distributing of the websites. I can't think of the name off the top of my head what the software is, but if you go on the internet and do a search, you can find it.
Okay.
But yeah, search for like torrent web browser or something.
Because there have been things similar. There was a not the dark net, but there was Net Zero, I think, was one of them.
That was a free dial-up internet access company.
I mean, really what we need, I feel like, is a distribution, like a Linux distribution that has all of the different distributed stuff all integrated into it for users. But it's interesting because I've never actually seen anybody do anything like that as a distribution.
There's the idea. Somebody can take that and run with it.
Let's love for somebody to run with
David that. David in New Mexico, listening online. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, the Rio Riba County Sheriff arrested on felony charges again. The one that helped his friend escape, the sheriff who helped his friend escape the town cops. Now he's been arrested a second time on two felony charges for obstructing. Again, you can find this on KRQE. It's kind of funny. But
approve of obstructing the government in general.
I do too. So this is kind of the doubly interesting. So he's Robin Hood sheriff. He's Sheriff John of Nottingham and Robin Hood at the same time.
So what did he obstruct exactly? I'm not clear on what the allegation is.
Well, the town cops wanted to arrest his friend, who happens to be a city councilman, and he did this twice. Back in 2017, he led the cops on a high-speed chase, and then in 2019,
well,
they're chasing
him. They're already trying to arrest him.
Right. Well, he helped him get away. The sheriff showed up at his house and snuck him away from the scene, and then told his deputies not to tell the town cops what happened, what the sheriff did. So it's a regular Keystone Cops episode in Rio Arriba County, New Mexico. It's rather entertaining.
So then the cops went and arrested the sheriff.
Yeah, and before they arrested him,
when you say the sheriff,
twice,
you mean not a deputy, but the sheriff himself of this county.
But
the main dude,
deputy.
Wow.
The main dude. And then the sheriff had an iPhone, and he refused to unlock the iPhone for the town cops.
Mm-hmm.
So the town cops, town cops went and got a warrant for the phone, and he still refused to open it he should refuse. Yeah.
You're not under any obligation to.
No. So they took the phone and they...
better than I like most cops, right?
Yeah, well, he's got a smiling mugshot, so you can see that. KRQE.com's got it, so...
All right. Where's this going to go?
Who knows, man? It's New Mexico. The sheriff was released on his own recognizance, like you or I would be.
Yeah, I think that depends on who you are.
Oh, thank you, David, for that. That was a good joke right at the very end.
Yeah.
So, out of time for tonight. You can check out more of Nobody over on his campaign website, electnobody.com.
And also on the after show that starts
in a half hour.
Soon, I believe.
Yeah, in a half hour on our Twitch and DLive on the very first episode of Nobody Tells the Truth. Go to twitch.lrn.fm.
I love it.
And DLive.lrn.fm and check out Freedom Decrypted for more of Chris over at freedomdecrypted.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.